Divorce happens. In fact, it happens to nearly half of first marriages. So how do you announce your divorce? And why are divorce announcements essential to the divorce process? Welcome to a special season of A Fresh Story podcast. Let's talk about divorce announcements.
You get divorced. You get divorced.
Getting divorced?
I'm getting a divorce.
You're getting a divorce.
Because she's getting a divorce.
So what if I get divorced?
Hello, hello, hello. We're here with Jessica today. Jessica, can you just take a second and tell us a little bit about who you are and where you're from and what you do?
Sure. So first and foremost, I wanted to say thank you so much for having me on this podcast.
Yay.
You know, it's a different story, so to speak. So I'm excited about this. But my name is Jessica Castro. I am Latina. I was actually born in Jersey, but raised in Bushwick in Brooklyn. And I currently live in Queens with my boyfriend and my son, who is a little over 3 years old. And I am a full-time stay-at-home mom, but I do a bunch of other things on the side just because I like to stay busy and I like to bring in another stream of income and help others do the same. So I'm tapping into a little bit of everything.
We love that. We love that. Let's talk about the divorce announcement. You obviously got divorced. When you got divorced, how did you announce that to your larger community? And I'm going to say, I would love for you to talk about it from a social media standpoint, but also just like friends and family. What did that look like for you?
Sure. So obviously my experience with being married and being divorced was something that at that point, only maybe a handful of us had experienced, right? It being televised was something that we actually had to keep quiet. So I was divorced for, I mean, it was actually a little bit of a struggle to get the process going just because a lot of like the backstory of it and a lot of the back issues that we were going through. We were divorced, but we couldn't announce it to the public or honestly, friends and family, my close-knit friends and family knew, but it wasn't them. My family, like in different states who actually watched the show with the world, I couldn't let them know exactly what was going on, obviously because of the contract. So we kept hush-hush. And when it was announced to the world, just like everyone else, that's when things really started to roll in, like the messages from the family and friends, like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You know, this is so heartbreaking to hear. We really thought, even through the whole process, you know, they really thought that this is something we were going to be able to fight through and figure out. And, it was just an unfortunate thing at the time, but I've learned so much from it. And honestly, someone asked me the other day, would you do the process all over again? I wouldn't. However, I wouldn't change the ending result because of my life and where I am, you know, 10 years later. And the woman that I am and the mom and just like, you know, overall the person that I am. So, you know, we couldn't announce it to everyone in a fashioned way. It was
old-fashioned divorce announcement. So what did that look like when you were allowed to start announcing it? Did you put that on your social media? Did you text other people in your life? Like, what was the physical things that you had to do?
Yeah. So again, the messages started rolling in. I started getting text messages and calls from family, like my godparents at the time. I think they lived in Virginia. And just very like heartbroken for me, but I knew that it was the right thing. Yeah. Obviously my parents, my best friends, and maybe like a handful of my close relatives knew, because they knew what I was going through outside on a very personal level. So, and having their input also because they are all married, I took into account of, you know, their knowledge and their wisdom. But, you know, it wasn't a tough decision at that time. It just was.
No, of course not. But what was that like not being able to share about what you were going through with the people in your life?
That was hard. That is very hard. So only my mom and my best friend knew of certain things, but I obviously couldn't go into full detail.
Yeah.
They knew, like, I'm typically the happy, bubbly, like the Jess that you see right now.
Mm-hmm.
And my light was definitely dimmed because it was very hard. Because honestly, I really, really, at that time, really, really thought, truly, like we were going to get through everything, even though after all the BS, and that was going to be like my fairy tale ending. Like I was going to have that white picket fence and the house and the kids.
Yeah.
Animals and all of the craziness.
Yeah, I mean, nobody gets married with the intention of getting divorced, right? And I think that's, yeah.
So that was, you know, for them to, for me to have their input and their wisdom, even to this day with, you know, just personal things in life and just like raising my son, I always listen. And if I feel like it needs to be applied, then obviously that's the way, the route that I will go. You know, at that time, it was just like, okay, this is what's going to be, this is what's going to happen. And they were like, we have your back 100%. We see that you're not the happy, bubbly, you know, Jess. So you have to do what's right for you. Like yeah. you have this on you. And don't worry about what the rest of the world is saying because they haven't been in your shoes.
Right.
So to have that, you know, for them to have my back always, it really, and still to this day, just means a lot. Like I have a very supportive system, which yeah. I feel very fortunate to have.
Yeah. And you absolutely need that going through a divorce. Like otherwise you fall apart. So you were kind of, for lack of a better term, just a regular civilian in the world that became a reality TV star. And what is that like to then see your divorce announcement Instagram posting type things and people are commenting? And it's like, did you have a team that was helping you like read through comments, or was it just you reading through things? Like, what was that like to kind of become this like public figure? I know that the divorce was like announced in all sorts of publications and stuff. So what is that like?
It was very hard pill to swallow, if I'm on it, because yes, you know, there was a lot of controversy with that just outside of the divorce. And I'm getting people, I mean, I remember one day walking in the street in Midtown, I worked in the Empire State Building at the time, a complete stranger, I had headphones on, so I didn't even see her coming. And she just like hugged me so tight and was like, so sorry. And I was like, oh my goodness. Like literally the whole world that is watching knows my story, my life, my divorce. There were people that were like, hell yeah, Jess, you did the absolute right thing. And then of course you get, you know, not everyone has the same opinion and that's okay. you know, I definitely got a few others that were like, you should have fought to the end. You fight, you don't give up, like, you know, all of this. And I get where they're coming from also, because my parents have been together going on, you know, almost 40 years, and it always has, you know, hasn't been easy. And you do fight, but then, you know, it gets to, in my situation, it just got to a certain point where it was just like, this is not the person for me.
No, it wasn't meant to be. Yeah.
That's okay. I have so much more life to live.
Yeah.
But it was hard because like you said, it wasn't just a social media post. It's the magazines, you know, and then everything else that came with it. The talk shows, the daytime talk shows, like it was intense. My social media was haywire, and I can only read and respond, but so much. I was also like, I had an army behind me on social media that was rooting on for me, and then you get the other people where I'm like, okay, block. Like,
yep.
No. The good thing though, I don't know if it's a good thing, but at that time I was working in the Empire State Building as a legal receptionist. And so I didn't really have a ton of things to do throughout the day most days. So that's when I would actually respond to people. You know, every so often I found myself arguing with people on social media and I'm like, why am I just, what is wrong? Like, no.
Yeah. It's hard. You get sucked into it.
You
really get sucked in. Yeah. So Jess, what do you think is the importance of a divorce announcement, whether you're a regular person or a celebrity or whatever? Why are divorce announcements so, why can they be so empowering?
Well, I still think that I'm a regular girl, honestly. Because a show like you're this, you're that. I'm like, it's still 10 years later.
She's just like, Jess from the block.
And I tell people that all the time. I'm like, I'm just Jess. Even with my nieces, I'm like, I'm just DD, you know?
Yeah.
But divorce announcements are just as important as an engagement announcement, as, you know, a baby announcement. You know, unfortunately, the divorce rate is higher than I feel like it's ever been, but it's nothing to be ashamed of. You know, I definitely felt a little bit of shame, or maybe a lot of bit of shame at the time. But as the years went on and I worked on myself and I read the self-help books and I connected with relatable women at the time, you know, I'm not the first and I'm definitely not the last, you know, so it's just as important. But I will say this, like you mentioned earlier, it's honestly so important to have a support system. And I get it. Not everyone has that. You find it. You look for it. Even as a stay-at-home mom, it was a little difficult for me. So I joined a book club. You know, I got on certain apps where they moms too, and they just want someone to talk to or someone to go on a plane. Yeah. So the resources are out there. You are not alone. I promise you that even when you feel like you are, because we've all been there, you're not alone. So seek the resources, take advantage of it, especially with social media being a free platform. But yeah, make that announcement and honestly be proud of it, because it's going to make you who you are today. I'm a firm believer in that.
I love that. So if anybody's listening to this, Jess, and they're like, well, how do I do this? Do you have any tips for publicly speaking about your divorce that you have found worked or didn't work over the years?
What I found didn't work is don't put your ish on social media. It's
because that's a great tip.
You're literally giving the world invitation to what's going on in your life. And if you're a private person, it's going to backfire, right? So definitely don't do that. But as I mentioned, find a support system. Tons of resources online. There's, you know, social media isn't always for the bad. It definitely is for the good as well. So find the resources on social media. Google is your best friend if you don't have a support system. But if you do have a support system and you have, you know, you have a best friend, or if you're fortunate to have more than one, and your family, spend time with them. That's going to be, for me, I remember crying in my mom's bed and her just like hugging. We're talking to my best friend consistently, even more than what I did before, because it's needed. It's a support system is so important. And then, you know, I had Davina and Jacqueline too. We were all experiencing kind of the same thing, you know? So I had them as well as my support system. I started reading self-help books, excuse me, and doing affirmations, which I still do to this day. Super
important.
Because that can really, really change your mindset on just anything in life that you're going through.
And you definitely have a beautiful energy, I will say. So if people would like to follow you and keep up with you and your beautiful family, how can they do that?
Yeah. So, I mean, I have TikTok. I don't really use that so much. I'm working on a website because I am a lot of things here and there. But for now, just Instagram is the way to go. That is MSJ Castro. So my last name. And yeah, I'm always in my DMs too. So send me a message.
Love it.
Love to chat.
I love it. Thank you so much, Jessica. You are such a bright energy and literally like the definition of like a fresh start. And we just love to follow your journey and catch up with you.
Thank you, Jessica. So following along these crazy 10 years of my life.
Of course. Thank you for listening to today's episode. A Fresh Story podcast is produced by Fresh Starts Registry, the first and only platform for everything you need to begin again, from home items to hype team and everything in between. You can learn more and read today's show notes at afreshstory.com.